P's and Q's, The Minefield of Modern Manners, written and read by Sandy Toxby. To the reader, in 1530, when Erasmus of Rotterdam wrote his book on manners, De Civilite Morum Puerilium, on civility in boys, he directed his advice to the 11-year-old son of the Prince of Vere, Henry of Burgundy. The instructions were in Latin. I follow in his footsteps by addressing this volume to a delightful child in my life called Mary. She's 8 at present. This is not a book for children, but she and I have had many conversations about manners. Her behaviour is splendid, but nevertheless, one day she may need a volume to reach for as matters arise in her life. I hope, as she becomes a grown-up, that this is it. It's impossible to imagine every type of encounter or situation which a person might face, so I've stuck to the most general ones in the order most likely to occur. Although Mary was the inspiration for this book, I hope it will also prove useful to anyone not planning to live as a hermit. I've made it easier for her, and you, by not using Latin. Very much. To begin, an introduction. Why do we need good manners? As someone once said, nobody knows the age of the human race, but everybody agrees that it's old enough to know better. Dear Mary, this bit of a book is usually referred to as the introduction. It's the section most likely to be skipped by a reader, so you may wonder why the author bothered. If you do just want to crack on with the basics of manners, then by all means move along. But if you want to know why you should pay attention to them at all, then it might be interesting. At any rate, do be polite enough to at least give it a go, seeing as I've made the effort to write it. Sit up straight. How annoying. 2 points straight away. The first thing to say is that basic manners apply no matter where you are or what you are doing.